cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Spotlight presents Teachers' Voices. These are conversations between teachers, their peers, and students that focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. This week, we meet Michelle Deeds and Janice Bird, two teachers who are also close friends. Recently, due to statewide cuts to the education budget, Janice received a pink slip and was faced with the dilemma of choosing a career over a friend.
I think I was stunned to be handed my transfer slip and my, you know, invitation to the job fair that was being held the same day as my daughter's birthday party was awful. And then for me to say, are there any other options? Are there any choices? You know, is there anything we can do to find out, well, yeah, you could opt not to accept the position, and then that would take the bottom two off of the maintenance and operations budget and have that be you, was awful. And all I could think was, I have to tell her first. I can't let the principal be the one to tell you, hey, you're out of a job because your friend passed up a job, so you're out of here.
And I respected that. That's what friends are for.
Yeah, but looking you in the face to say, I'm keeping my job and you're about to lose yours was probably the hardest thing that I've ever had to do to somebody. That was really hard.
But I knew that you didn't do it to me. And I said that right away. This is not you. This is not teachers against teachers. All of us are in this together. And unfortunately, some of us are being eliminated, and it's not teachers doing it to other teachers. And unfortunately, that's what it boils down to. Sometimes feeling on a team and on a staff is that you're losing people that you care about and that you're causing it. But I knew that you didn't do it to me.
I know, but when you look at it from my perspective, it was like, do I give up my job or do I keep my job? And if I keep my job, then I get to sell out my best friend. I mean, we spent 4 years getting to know each other and becoming, you're like my sister. I know you have a twin sister, but I don't have a sister, so you're as close as I've got. You know, who am I going to call on Sunday nights and panic about what's for math on Thursday or when was that assembly? Or, you know, there's so much going on. And the thought of severing that relationship, and you got two small kids and a husband. I mean, you're in the same situation I am. And it was for you to say, oh no, don't you dare go near that transfer pool for me. I can do other things. Made me cry more. You handled it way better than I did. I was so worried and stressed and sick, and I was sick even after the whole thing was over.
And unfortunately, I have been there before. I was laid off last year and went through the whole reduction in force process and got hired back after a long process at multiple schools and ended up getting my job back and being your teammate again in the same school. So I really felt that getting upset and getting stressed wouldn't change it, and I've already done that, getting upset. And we just had to see what was to come. And we ended up, neither of us losing our jobs this time around, but unfortunately it's not the same for everybody. And we lost two really good teachers at our school.
Really good teachers.
Michelle and Janice both teach first grade at Peter Howell Elementary in Tucson. Teachers' Voices was produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.